Continues the Gemara, Daf Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph. We'll start again, Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Toshma, Parsin Machtzelas Agabi Kaveres Dvorim B'Shabbos. Yilaru place a mat over a beehive on Shabbos. Now, the beehive is Muktzah because of the Dvorim. The Dvorim are Muktzah. And yet Yilaru pick up the mat and place it on top of it to protect it from the rain. So Yenoitel Kli, V'chayra, Enkli Nittel, Ela Tzach Dova Nittel. How does Yitzchok explain this? He doesn't hold of the head of Atzala Mitzuya, like Rabbi said, but Enkli Nittel Adova Nittel. So how do you take the Machzelas and cover the beehive? And the Braisa continues, Bechamo in the sun, Yiladu Bneachamo, in the summer you do it protected from the sun, Ubek Shomim Neach Shomim, Uvachla Yiskavin Lotzud. As long as you don't intend to be tzad, to trap the bees, Yiladu cover it. I Enkli Nittel Adova Nittel, answer the Gemara Chochma Iskinon, the Ikat Vash. It's not muktzah. True, the bees are muktzah. But the honey is not muktzah. The honey is edible. So mele, it's dvash. The dvash is edible. So mele, it's not considered that you're being noit lekli for a dova that's not nittle. The dvash in there is nittle. Omele Rav Ukva Mimeshin, Rav Ashi. Tenach bimoysa chamo. This is only good bimoysa chamo. In the summer, there's dvash, there's honey in the beehive. Daf mem gimel amit beis. The ikat dvash. In the winter, the lekat dvash, there is no dvash. So Michael and Meymar, l'choye being noit l'kli l'dovash en enittel. And to the Gemara, l'nitzcha, elo l'oysen shtei chalois. The two honeycombs, even throughout the winter, true they might not be producing vast amounts of honey, but they still have two honeycombs that they themselves feed from. And that chalas dvash is something that you can use, so it's not considered a kli that's nittel l'dovash en enittel. It's like, what do you mean? Those two honeycombs, shtei chalois, v'muktzas ninu. They're muktzah. And to the Gemara, the choshev alayu. True, it's meant to feed the bees themselves, but I could be choshev on it. I can think about it. I'm not mekatzah my das from it. I can think about it that I want to utilize those two honeycombs, the two chalas dvash. So memele choshev alayu, so it's not muktzah. Zok the Gemara, holoi choshev alayu. But if you weren't choshev on it, then indeed it would be also to take a machzelis and cover the beehive. My osur, if you were not choshev, then it's osur. Ihochi, horitoni, it says in the Braisa. Uvavachle is kavin lotzud. As long as they don't have intent to trap, then it's mutter to cover. Why do you have to say it's us if you have intent to trap? It's us even if you don't have intent to trap. If you weren't choshev aleh before Shabbos. Zogma liflik vlissa bidido. Bamedva mamum that it's mutter. Keshechishev aleh. When you thought about the two honeycombs, the two chalas dvash, so then it's not called mukta. Avaloi chishev aleh. But if you're not mechashev on it beforehand, then it's indeed osa. So what if they say it's osa? If you were miskaven lotzud, even if you're not miskaven lotzud, it's also if you're not chishev aleihen, liflik bedido. Zok demo hokam ashvelon. It's coming to tell us, the Bryce is telling us a chiddush. The afapi shechishev aleihen, even if you thought about taking from the chalas dvash before Shabbos. But if uvachle is kavan lotzud, you can't have kavanah to be tzad. If you have kavanah to be tzad, so then it's also because of the issa tzeda. Zok demo mani, who is this like? Mamar avshech. If you're going in a Pshimon that doesn't hold of the din of Muktzah, he doesn't hold the Muktzah, so you don't have to be Mechashev on those Chalas Dvash before Shabbos. Because let's say Muktzah, even if it's meant for animal food, Dafka for the bees, it's still Muktzah to take from there. Because according to Pshimon, let's say Muktzah. And Ereb Yehuda, and if you're going to say it's going to be Yehuda, that there is a problem with Muktzah, and that's what has to be Chishev and Leyen. You have to be Mechashev that you want to take from the Chalas Dvash. So why does it say that Uvach Lo Yiskaven Lotzud? It's not true. Kiloy miskaven, even if you're not miskaven lotzud. My have ha dovashen miskaven osur. Memorashach, according to Abiyuda, dovashen miskaven is osur. So even if you're not miskaven lotzud, it's osur to be tzad. So memorashach, if you're going according to Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon says that you don't, there's no problem with muktzah, you don't have to be chishev aleihu. Elamai going to Reb Yehuda that you need to be chishev aleihu because the chalas dvash of muktzah, if not for that, well, according to Reb Yehuda, then dovashen miskaven is osur. So then even if it's not miskaven lotzud, it's also. Reb Shimon ain't a chamni holds over shein miskaven is mutter. So that taka makes sense. Uvach lo iskaven. Because if you miskaven, then it's also. So it's uvach lo iskaven lotzud. But if according to Reb Shimon, there's no problem of chishev. You don't need chishev alein. There's no problem of muktzah. So memorim shech it's shver. If it's going to Reb Shimon, so then why do you have to have chishev aleihu? And if it's going to Reb Yehuda that holds a muktzah, that's you need chishev. So why is it only mutter lo miskaven lotzud? Even if Loim is kavan lotzud, it's also because Dovashen is kavan is also kong to Reb Yehuda. Zok the Gemara Loilam Reb Yehuda. Loilam it's kong to Reb Yehuda, and he holds of muktzah, and that's you need chishev alein. And that's where the chalas dvash is not muktzah only because of chishev alein. It doesn't mean that you can't have kavona lotzud. And if you don't have kavona, then it's no problem. I don't have kavona, also no. Uvachle is kavona lotzud means shelo yasenu kemetzuda. It means you shouldn't make it tight around it like a trap. You shouldn't make it a metzuda. Einich rami dovashen miskaven is also going to Rabbi Yehuda. All we're saying uvachle is kavona lotzud that it shouldn't be a trap. I frankly be showing him according to Reb Shimon it can't be a trap either because according to Reb Shimon the psik reisha is also. So why are we saying now only in the maskana according to Reb Yehuda that you can't make a trap? According to Reb Shimon it could never been a trap because psik reisha is also according to Reb Shimon too, even if you're not miskaven. So on that they answer there's a difference between the trap of a psik reisha and a regular trap. If it's in order that it shouldn't be a psik reisha, it's sufficient. It's enough if you have a drop of a hole that the bee can get out even bedoichak. That's really not called a psik reisha. It means it's not enough if you have a tiny little hole. It needs to be that it's loose, that it's not considered a trap, even for it to get out easily. That's the difference between a psik reisha dikas trap and a regular trap. Uvachli is shiasena mitzuda means it shouldn't be tied around it at all. It should be loose. According to Reb Shimon, it was allowed to be tight. As long as it was a small area that it's not a psik reisha, that's ready enough that it's not a psik reisha. Meaning for something to be considered trapped, it can't get out at all. Once it can get out, even bedoichik, that's not called a psik reisha. And that's in the Havmin of the Gemara, before the Gemara gives us teretz, uvachli is shiasena mitzuda, according to Reb Shimon, it was never a problem because it was never a psik reisha betzim. It was never a psik reisha that it would be for sure trapped. Rashi's mashmois is not mashma like that so much. Rashi says, shalei asenek mitzuda in Reb Yehuda, shalei achasenek kula, don't cover it totally. Ela de nishbeg rafcha, leave open a revach, shiuchel lotzeis. Keechet la litzde behai kisu memela. Vavgav la mechavim la meitzad osa. Okay, she can be done in Rashi. Does Rashi mean that don't cover it totally, but leave over a revach that's more than a mashu, or it means leave over a revach that it can get out, and that would seem to imply, like we're saying now in Reb Shimon, that it shouldn't be a psigration. Akaparam, that's how the Ramban and other Rishonim learn the difference between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda in how much you have to leave over, what kind of revach it has to be that it shouldn't be an Issa Tzeda, a revach godl according to Reb Yehuda, or even a revach cotton that it shouldn't be a psigration according to Reb Shimon. Zog the Gemara Rav Ashi Omar and other teretz. We're not talking about specifically the summer and the winter where there's no honey in the winter. We're talking about because of the rain and because of the sun, not necessarily in the winter. We're talking about that it's where there is dvash. So it's not mukta. It's not mukta because the mice, it's clean nittel, ladova nittel. Inside there's dvash. We're not talking about in the winter where there's no dvash. You don't have to come out to the chalas dvash. Where you mechaven aleo, and you miskaven aleo, and you chishav aleo. We're talking about where there is dvash. We're not talking about specifically the winter. Zog the Gemara, omoluhu rav sheshes, puku v'amilele Reb Yitzchok. Reb Yitzchok, they just said, there ain't clean nittel, ladova nittel. And there is no heter of atzola mitzuya. And the only reason why we said it's mutter is because tzarech mekoymoi. So tell Rav Yitzchok that you're a member of enkli nittel adova nittel. It doesn't make a difference if it's placed on top of the egg, above it or below it, enkli nittel adova nittel. So puku v'amun Rav Yitzchok kvar tirgum Rav Huna l'shmaitzich bebovel. Rav Huna already said you're shmaitzich in bovel. The Omer Rav Huna, oysim chitzel ameis bishul chai. A meis is mukta machmas gufoi, like an oven. So it's mukta. You now make a mechitza, even if the mace is outside in the chama. And it might get rotten. And it might get spoiled. And it might get bizoyna mace. You now make a mechitza for a mace because enkli nittel adova nittel. And a mace is not nittel. But oise mechitza le mace bishvil chai. For a chai, if you have a living person that's sitting outside next to the mace, and he wants protection, so you're allowed to bring the mechitza for him. The ain oise mechitza le mace bishvil mace because enkli nittel adova nittel. Zokma Mahi, what's his memory referring to? The Omer of Shmuel by Yehuda. V'chein ton eshila mori. Meis ha-mutu b'chama. If you have a meis, that's mutu b'bizoyin in the chama. So boim shnei b'nei odom yoshim b'tzidoi. Two people can come and sit by the side, by both sides of the meis. So one is on one side, one is on the other side. So they're sitting down on the floor. It's getting pretty hot. So chamla milmata, it's hot. So zem evi mita v'yosh v'leo. One brings a mita to sit on it because he brings the mita for himself. It's too hot to sit on the floor. V'zem evi mita v'yosh v'leo. Because it's too hot, so he's bringing a mita. Now, really, he could have right away brought a mita for himself. Enough to wait till it's cham. But pshat is,
We want him Mishtelavek to show that the mitzvah is specifically for the chai. That's what Tosfos says. Like this, it's nicker that you're doing it, making a hekera that it's a tzarech chai. Kol kama de efshel me'evad, you make a hekera that it's for the chai. So first you sit on the floor, it gets hot, then you bring a mitzvah. Chamla milmalo, suddenly it gets hot from above them. So what do? Mevi'im machtzelas, they bring a mat, uparsin alein, and they cover themselves with the mat. They hold up their hand, and they hold up the mat above them. They're sitting on a bed, and they're holding up a mat. So now they slowly slip away, and they escape. What do to escape? And not to let the mat drop on the floor. Zeh zoike mitosoi, the person, one person on the right of the mace, flips his bed. So Melet's standing up right now. Vinishmat, and he goes away. So the machzelis is landing on one side of the bed. And simultaneously, the other person on the other side of the mace also flips his bed. Vinishmat, and he leaves. And the mat sits on top of the bed that's flipped over. So you created now a mechitza, two walls, and a roof to protect the mace. But it wasn't brought for the mace. It was brought for the chai. It was cham lamata, they brought a mita. It was cham lamala, they brought a machzelis. So, and because ain't clean it till the nittel, only for the chai you're allowed to bring it. Zogemov and nimtzes mechitzes asuyim eleho. So Rashi points out there's two chedushim. Number one, ain't clean it till the nittel, and weiter because you can't make a ain't oisin oil arab b'tchil b'shabbes. How do you make an oil? Lemais he built an oil. The Teretz says he built the oil in an unregular way, in a not the regular way that you build an oil. Usually you build an oil milmata lamala. You go from below and you go up. You build up. Here you build it lamala lamata because the machzelas was there already before you were zoik of the mita. So it's like you're building milmala lamata. That is takashori, and that doesn't go into the din of ein oisin oil ara b'tchilu b'shabes because it's milmala lamata. Now even though be'etzem their guf would be a mechitza and the machzelas is the oil on top of them, so the Rishonim say that's not called an oil because a person is not considered an oil. That would be considered, we don't find in the Mishkan, an oil of an Adam, that is oil on himself. So that would not be considered an oil, the fact that the person himself, the goof of the person, would not be considered the mechitza with an oil. And especially it's not an oil if he would drop it, so then it's not be'etzem oil. It's not a mechitza mitzad the goof, and it's not an oil because be'etzem it's only held up by him. If he's mesalag yodid, then it's neufel, so that felt in the ganze shem oil. Zok the Gemara itmar meis hamuta becham. If you have a meis that's muta nechama, so it's muta bebizoyen. It might be masriach. So Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel hoif chamim mita lemita. You're allowed to take the meis and flip it from one bed to another bed to another bed. It's like a tiltel minatzad. In such a manner, you're allowed to be metaltel the meis when you go mimita lemita. So the machlek is showing him how to learn this hoif chamim mita lemita. The Ran brings that it means like we just said that you flip it from one bed to another bed, and that's called kalach hayad. He brings another pshat, the Ran brings, that the pshat is that you're taking it and you're placing it on a mita and you pick it up and you place it on another mita. Once you're not doing it in a regular derech, usually when you carry a mace, you just carry it and you go straight out. The fact that you're carrying and placing down and carrying and placing it down somewhere else, that's shaloika derech. Shaloika derech is already considered a tiltel min atzad. Anything that's kalachayad, that's the vort in mita lemita. It's a din in kalach hayad, so that's not the regular oifen of moving it. So that's Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Zeitzer. Rav Chanina Bar Shalmi Yamishmei de Rav Omar Meniach Olav Kikroi Tinoik. You place a loaf of bread or a tinoik on top of the mace, like we had with Dovid HaMelech, and umetalt loy. So even though usually we don't take something muktzah and place a kikroi tinoik on it, but because of Kovid HaMace, we allow to place kikroi tinoik on it, umetalt loy. Zok the Gemara, there's no machloikas, hechadika kikra tinik, if there's a kikra tinik available. Kulamala pligi the shogi, allowed to place a kikra tinik and move the mace in such a fashion. Ki pligi, what's a machloikas? The lay slay, there is no kikra tinik available. Mar sova tiltu minatzat shmei tiltu, carrying something minatzat kalachal is called a tiltu, so that's not an eitzah to mihoi from mimita lamita. Umar sova loish mei tiltu, so tiltu minatzat is an eitzah if you don't have a kikra and tinik. Zok the Gemara, lemeka tanoi, it's a machloikas tanoi, if tiltu minatzat is mei tiltu lanat. You're not allowed to save a mace if there's a fire. You have to let the mace be cremated. You have to let it burn in the fire. You could save a mace. What's the machlokes? Idika kikar tinik. If there's a kikar tinik available, my time to tana kamadet. It says you don't save it. Place the kikar tinik on it. Either lek if there's no kikar tinik available. So what does the Rebbe and Lokish say? You're allowed to save it. My time to Rebbe and Lokish. El alab tiltum minatzad pligi. The machlokes is allowed to tiltum minatzad or not. The mass of a tiltum minatzad shmei tiltul. So a masilin is amets minat leka. It's called a tiltul. Umas of a loish mei tiltul. It's not called a tiltul. So if there's no kikar tinik available, you're allowed to do a tiltum minatzad, and that's how you save it. Zogma Lloyd is no raya. The kuli alma tiltum minatzad shmei tilt evan hold is called a tiltul, and that would not be an etzer to move it minatzad. So what's the pshan Rabbi Yudim and Lokish that you save it? By the time Rabbi Yudim and Lokish, the mitoich shonim bol al meisoy, because the person is very bohul, he's very worried and concerned, and not rational when he's bol al meisoy. Zogma Lloyd mdalad omer aleph iloy shoris lei. If you're not going to allow him to save the meis from the dleika, Osi lichbuye, he will extinguish the fire, which is an issa deraisa. So because he's going to come to mimchaba, so we allow you to move the mace. Now really, it's not an issa deraisa because kibui is only if it's tzach lepchomim. You need to make charcoal. You don't need the pchomim. You don't need the psilois. So it's not really an issa deraisa. Zok the ritva lemaise kibui by nitzach lafer is ikra midaraisa. So there's an ikra midaraisa. So that's why we're more machmir about that. Mashekin muktza doesn't have an ikum in Atayra, so mele we more mekel. Meaning when it comes to the Issa Mukta, we allow you to move the mace because even though the kibui is not lasas mina pchomin, even though it's not lasas mina efer, but since it's ikra midaraisa, if you would have been mechaba las efer, so mele we more machmir, and we don't want you to be mechaba. So Rashi right away says, iloy shoris le osilichbuye is only because it's in Adleika. But you don't have this heta. This heta is only because you might come to be mechaba. So Melo, that's where we allowed it. Zok de Gemara, Om Rabbi Yudah ben Shilo, Om Rabbi Asi, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Halocha, Rabbi Yudah ben Lokish b'meis. That you're allowed to be matzil, the meis, even if there is no kikar and tinuk. Even if you'll tiltum in a tzach, may tiltul, because iloy shoris le osilich buyei. Now Tosis points out, even though by moment we say the opposite. We say, ishoris lei, if we allow you to take out your money, then osilichbuye will extinguish the fire. Here we're saying, if we don't allow you to take the mace, you'll extinguish the fire. And by moment we say, later on in Kufyat Zayin, that ishoris lei, if we allow you to take the money, you'll extinguish the fire. Zok Tosis, hani mishum she'en mitztar al mamoyne kumay al mesoy. A person is not mitztar on his moment as much as he is on his mace. And if you allow him to take at the moment, so you'll be mechaba b'shoigig. You'll forget that it's Shabbos. You'll be shoigig be mechaba. Aval al meisay mitzdar be yoisa by meisay so mitzdar. If you don't allow it, you'll do it b'meizid. Not you'll forget b'shoigig, but you do it b'meizid. So that's what we say. Iloy shoris lei osilich buyei. A yesh la'ayin, the famous bay of Rabbi bin Davdalet. That are you allowed to be do redias apas not to come to the Issa Chomer? Here we see clearly iloy shoris le osilich buye. So we allow you an Issa Kal not to be over an Issa Chomer. So lechori can be pushed to the bay of Rabibi. A toisa bavons from the fact that Gemara says kuli alma tiltum and atzad shmei tiltul, and not that Gemara doesn't say kuli alma tiltum and atzad loy shmei tiltul is mashma that the halach is that tiltum and atzad is called a tiltul. I Tosis says cash from other places we see tiltum and atzad loish me tiltul. Tosis mechalik. When the ikka the tiltul is for the mace itself, for the thing that's muksa and that you do min atzad for that, so then tiltum and atzad shme tiltul. But when ikra is not for the dover also, but for the dover mutter, then tiltum and atzad loish me tiltul. That's how we take a paskin in Shin Yud Aleph that when the tiltum and atzad is the tzurich the dover mutter, so then take a tiltum and atzad loish me tiltul. Now the Rosh says a chiddush and he says that's all when you metaltel min atzad biyodoy. But if you metaltel something begufoy aide niur by shaking something off, then even the tzarech davar osir tiltum min atzad is mutter. For instance, if you have something on your mita, which is muktzah, so you be about you not metaltel biyodoy, but rather be minarit, so then tiltum min atzad is mutter, even the tzarech davar osir. And that's what we talk about in Shulchan Aruch. The Ran argues, he says that when you menayer from the mita, it's for the mita. So it's for the dover mutter. So it's not a rai that for a dover osir, if it's not be yodah, it's mutter. The Kama and Nafkamina brought down in the poskim that if you have, let's say, something mukts on the floor and you don't want it to get ruined, you'll have to flip it over with your foot in order not that it shouldn't get ruined. So it's tiltam in atzad, even letzarech davar osa, but it's not biyodei mamish, so that would be considered mutter, according to the Rosh. Chazanish wants mechalik, and he says the Rosh is referring to where it's on a bed, so the pshat is not a maisa tiltal b'chlal. It's not called a maisa tiltal, it's called a maisa shchiva. You're going to sleep, so you're shaking it off the bed. That's, we don't look at it as a maisa tiltal. And the same way when you're walking and you're kicking things out of the way, that's a maisa halicha. That's called derech hiluchoi. That's not behedya. Mashenka behedya to do something, even begufoi, that he says the Rosh was never matir. Al koponim b'mokim hefsid, b'mokim tzorich, so the poiskim are matir to do this type of tiltul minatzad, kalachayad, b'ragloi, if there's a mokim tzorich or a mokim hefsid or a wallet or something that you can be metaltul minatzad. B'ragloi. Okay, we'll stop over here, the top of Memdalad Omid Aleph, three lines from the top.